It is time now for a check of sports. I'm Rick Henson. In the girls' state basketball tournament on Friday, Riley Kilbride scored 16 points, and Burlington Notre Dame rallied from 12 points down in the second half to beat Newell Fonda 57-54 Friday night to win the Class 1A girls' championship. Kilbride sank the tie-breaking free throws with 11.8 seconds left, then stole the ball to deny Newell Fonda a final shot at tying or winning the game. And that left the top-ranked Mustangs as the state runner-up for the fifth time in five championship game appearances. Jamie Gesink scored 24 points and grabbed 15 rebounds, and top-ranked Western Christian blew past number 4 Hudson 79-55 Friday night to win its third straight 2A state girls basketball championship. Western Christian had never won a state tournament game before 2012, and now the Wolfpack have won 9 in a row at state. It'll be Southeast Polk Dowling Catholic Part 2 tonight at 8 o'clock after both advanced with semifinal victories over high-ranked opponent. Number 9 Southeast Polk, the defending champion in Class 5A, knocked off 3rd-ranked Waterloo West 54-46. The Southeast Polk Rams are 18-6 and a victory away from a second straight title. And 5th-ranked Dowling Catholic shook off a sluggish start to stun top-ranked Iowa City High 49-44, handing the Little Hawks their first loss in 5A. Dowling Catholic is now 22-3 and will be going for its fifth title. The 4A championship game will get underway at 6 o'clock tonight, and top-ranked Harlan will take on Western Dubuque. Harlan survived another close call on Thursday and ended one of the state's best feel-good stories of the season. 4 late free throws had secured a 45-42 victory over number 6 Carlisle. That keeps the Cyclones unbeaten and sends them into tonight's Class 4A championship game against West Dubuque. The 8th-ranked Bobcats, meanwhile, survived a long second-half scoring drought and beat number 7 Ballard Thursday 30-23 to advance to the championship round. A 3A championship action kicks things off this afternoon at the Well in Des Moines. It'll be Unity Christian taking on MOC Floyd Valley in Class 3A. The Orange City Unity Christian Knights had never won a game at state basketball tournament until their Thursday semifinal. And now the 6th-ranked Knights will play for a state championship this afternoon after their win Thursday over number 2 Crestwood. The Knights' neighbors from down the road, MOC Floyd Valley, beat number 4 Minneapolis 64-51 in the semis to advance to the championship round. The Lady Dutch improved to a 25-1 heading into the title game this afternoon. Elsewhere in college sports, Allie Disterhoff scored 10 of her 12 points in the final 5 minutes and 38 seconds as 23rd-ranked and 5th-seeded Iowa clawed back from the brink with a 24-11 closing run to upend number 17 and 4th-seeded Purdue, 87-80, in a Big Ten quarterfinal Friday afternoon, a game you might have heard here on KJAN. Well, the 25-7 Hawkeyes will now face 8th-seeded Ohio State, 17-17 in the season, in a semifinal this afternoon after the Buckeyes shocked number 11 and top-seeded Penn State, 99-82 on Friday. Now, you can hear that Iowa versus Ohio State game in the Big Ten this afternoon here on KJAN. Our pregame coverage gets underway at 2:15. Desmore Jackson had 23 points and 11 rebounds. A 6th-seeded Southern Illinois squandered a 19-point second-half lead on Friday night, but held on to beat number 3-seed Northern Iowa 63-58. Anthony Bean added 16 points for SIU, which extended a 38-16 halftime lead to 43-24 early in the second and was still leading 52-41 on a jumper with 6.8 seconds left. UNI rattled off 11 straight points over the next 3 minutes to tie the game at 52, but again, the Panthers fell 63-58. Elsewhere in college basketball news, second-ranked Wichita State remains perfect after advancing to the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament semifinals. Clay Anthony Early and Ron Baker scored 17 points apiece as the Shockers stifled Evansville 80-58 to improve to 32-0. Kadeem Colby had 6 of the blocks for the Shockers, who are 2 wins shy of matching the NCAA single-season record of 34 wins in a row by UNLV in 1990-91. Jabari Parker says he still hasn't decided whether to leave for the NBA after this season, saying he probably will return if he feels as though he has room to improve or if he has the regrets after the season ends. He also says he wants to go where he is going to grow the most. Parker leads the ACC in rebounding and is the second leading scorer in the league at nearly 19 points a game. Suspended South Carolina coach Frank Martin apologized to his fans for harsh words aimed at Gamecocks point guard Dwayne Notice In the loss to number one Florida this past week, Martin was suspended one game by athletic director Ray Tanner on Thursday. He's not traveling with the team to its regular season finale at Mississippi State today. Associate head coach Matt Figger will take over the team in Starkville. In NBA news, the Dallas Mavericks were able to end their season high, a three-game losing streak on Friday, despite blowing a 30-point lead. Dirk Nowitzki scored 22 points, and Devin Harris had the go-ahead shot in the final minute, as the Mavs pulled out a 103-98 victory against Portland. The outcome puts the Mavs in a tie with Phoenix Suns for the last two Western Conference playoff berths, one game ahead of Memphis. Also, James Harden dropped in 28 points, and Houston picked up its fourth win by blowing out Indiana 112-86. Golden State shot 54% in a 111-97 win against Atlanta. The Grizzlies won for their third time in the last four games, downing the Bulls 85-77 in Chicago. Toronto won for the eighth game in 10 games as Terrence Ross scored 18 points to lead the Raptors past Sacramento 99-87. In other NBA action, the Nets lost ground on Toronto with a 91-84 loss at Boston. The Celtics overcame 28 turnovers by out-rebounding Brooklyn 62-37. Charlotte earned its sixth consecutive home win with a 101-92 victory against Cleveland. Minnesota was a 114-101 winner over Detroit. Also in basketball, the New York Knicks completed an easy 108-81 win over Utah. Denver outscored the LA Lakers 134-126. And New Orleans had a 112-104 victory over Milwaukee in the NBA. In other NBA news, Milwaukee Bucks forward Ersan Ilyasova was suspended without pay for Friday's game against New Orleans after punching Sacramento forward Reggie Evans in the stomach. The punch happened in the fourth quarter of Milwaukee's 116-102 loss to the Kings on Wednesday, when the two players became entangled while battling for rebounding position. In baseball news, Henderson Alvarez retired all nine batters he faced in his first start since pitching a no-hitter on the final day last season, leading the Miami Marlins to a 7-3 victory over a split Cardinals squad on Friday. And that is a check of sports here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.